Hey, everybody, and welcome to week 17 of NFL Insights with Brennan. We hope you had a wonderful Christmas season if you celebrate, and we hope everybody has a happy new year. Brennan last week went 8-7 to bring his overall season record to 130-96. He unfortunately biffed his lock of the week, so he's now 12-4 in that department. He's looking forward to have finish out 2023 on a positive note. And without further ado, we will go to the Monday night football game, which is playing on Saturday, December 30th, and it is a good one. The 10-5 Cowboys welcoming in the NFC North champion 11-4 Lions.
So the Cowboys have lost two in a row, both on the road. All five of their losses have been on the road, and they're undefeated at home. This is their final home game. I don't think they're going to be the NFC East champions because of the pathetic remaining schedule for the Eagles. So yeah, it's a bit of a problem. They really can't win on the road. They have beaten good teams earlier in the season, such as the Seahawks. They destroyed the Eagles at home. And for the Lions, they won their first division title in 30 years. It was nice to see. Although I would be a little concerned about people should be concerned about their defense, because even though Nick Mullins threw four interceptions, he had over 400 passing yards, and as bad as the Cowboys are on the road, they're pretty much unstoppable at home. They're undefeated at home, so definitely has the potential for a shootout, but I like the Cowboys to win this one.
Okay, let's move ahead to Sunday. Another good game. 12-3 Ravens at home, welcoming in the 11-4 Dolphins. This is a matchup of AFC Titans.
Yes, it is. But part of me wonders if it'll even be close. In the Ravens are now officially, at this moment in time, the best team in the NFL after they went on the road and beat the 49ers. Lamar Jackson is an MVP candidate. And against all of these winning teams, they just destroy them. They blew out the Lions. They blew out the Seahawks. Took care of business against the 49ers. They handled them on the road. And it hasn't even been close in these games. And I remember these two had a memorable game last year. The Ravens were up like 35-10 in the fourth quarter, and then they blew it. Although for the Dolphins, they will be without Jaylen Waddle, which is huge if it's going to negatively impact them if they hope to win this game. They did clinch a playoff spot, but they don't have the AFC East clinched just yet. They would win it with a win here, but I don't see it happening. And then if they do lose, they would, assuming they lose and the Bills win, Dolphins versus Bills in Week 18 will be for the AFC East. These are both good teams, but the Ravens are the best team in the AFC right now. Clearly, they need, if they win, they get the AFC North and the number one seed simultaneously. I think the AFC runs through Baltimore, so that's why I'm picking them.
Okay, let's stick with the AFC and head on out to visit the only New York team, the 9-6 Bills, welcoming in the 4-11 Patriots. The Bills might have started to turn it on a little too late, but if they win out, they still have got a chance.
Oh, I think they'll definitely make the playoffs. A lot of these other teams, I think, have too many losses, as well as some potential quarterback uncertainty. The Bills, it didn't look like they were going to make the playoffs at all, but then they've really started to put it together with wins over the Chiefs and the Cowboys. They just barely beat the Chargers, but a win is a win. Didn't watch a single bit of that game because of stupid Peacock. And as for the Patriots, they got the win against the Broncos last week, and it negatively impacted their draft positioning, but I think they're still in position to get a good quarterback. But they pretty much broke the Broncos. We'll talk about them later. These two teams met back in Week 7. The Patriots actually won that game. It was when Mac Jones was still the starter. I remember he led a game-winning drive there, but he's been benched now it'll be Bailey Zappe. Bailey Zappe has been he's been up and down, but he has won some games for them. But they'll be on the road again. Buffalo is a really tough place to play. Josh Allen has pretty much had his way with the Patriots for most of his career. So I think the Bills win. I think they'll get to 10 wins, and that 10 wins in the AFC will get you in the playoffs, I believe. So, yeah, I'll take the Bills here.
Okay, let's head out to storied Soldier Field, where the 6-9 Bears will be welcoming in the 7-8 Falcons. My fear as a Bears fan is they have done just enough to ensure that Eberflus comes back next year, which I do not want.
This is honestly one of the more interesting games to me because both of these head coaches, Matt Eberflus and Arthur Smith, have uncertainty around their futures. They're both on the hot seat. Yes, the Bears have been winning a lot of games, but it is their second losing season under Matt Eberflus. He was hired last year. They've had a losing season in each of those years, although the defense has been much better. Justin Fields has been solid, but they will likely have the number one overall pick from the Panthers, and we really don't have any idea what they'll do. We don't know if they'll stick with Justin Fields and take Marvin Harrison Jr. number one overall. We don't know if they'll take Caleb Williams or Drake May, or trade out of the pick entirely for a haul. We just don't know that. And the Falcons have quarterback uncertainty of their own. Desmond Ridder is not the guy. He's been benched twice, too inconsistent. Taylor Heinicke provides a spark every now and then, but he's not a long-term answer either. The Falcons have been linked to Justin Fields and maybe and perhaps Russell Wilson, who we'll talk about later. It's one of the more interesting games, in my opinion. The Falcons aren't out of it yet in the NFC South, but I don't think they'll win it. And when it comes to this game, I'll take the Bears, I guess. Feels like a little bit of a toss-up.
All right, let's head down to Houston, where the 8-7 Texans kind of limping to the finish line. But I don't know. They should have a pretty good day against the 5-10 Titans. What do you think?
The Titans always seem to fight until the very end, but they always come up just short. I feel like they've been one of the worst teams in the NFL over the past couple of years with injuries. So many guys hurt, and they always seem to play pretty well, but not, they don't play well enough. I feel like they need to fire their medical staff or training staff or whatever it is, conditioning staff. I don't know. Ryan Tannehill was forced to play last week after Will Levis couldn't play, but Will Levis is returning for this game. And CJ Stroud is returning, which is great to see. He was out the last 2 weeks with a concussion. I hope everything is all right with him. CJ Stroud is a potential candidate for Offensive Rookie of the Year. I know there's Puka Nacua on the Rams that could potentially take that title, but what Stroud has been doing has been very impressive. The Texans just barely beat the Titans a couple of weeks ago when the game went into overtime in Tennessee. We were so close to having a tie, but the Texans won on a last-second field goal. It's in Houston this time. CJ Stroud is back, and I like the Texans to go for the sweep.
All right, let's go to Indianapolis. 8-7 Colts kind of hit the skids a little bit, welcoming in the 7-8 Raiders, who are everybody's heroes lately. Putting a dent in the Chiefs' armor.
Yeah, that was crazy. I don't think they completed a single pass after the first quarter, but they still won because of their defense, which has been one of the best in the league. They had a fumble return touchdown, and then they had a pick six right after that. It was crazy. It seems like these players really like and respect Antonio Pierce. I know Mark Davis let Rich Bisaccia go and hired Josh McDaniels. That was an awful mistake, but hopefully he learned from it. I think Antonio Pierce deserves to be this team's head coach for the he deserves to be the full-time head coach, in my opinion. I still don't think Aiden O'Connell is – I still don't know if he's it or not, but and they still have Jimmy Garoppolo, who has some guaranteed money, but – they could potentially be looking for a new quarterback, but there's still a lot of talent here. It's possible that they could make the playoffs, but I think that would require winning this game and then beating the Broncos as well as the Chiefs losing out, even though they've had their struggles. I don't think that's going to happen. The Colts lost last week. they didn't have Zach Moss or Michael Pittman Jr., and they lost that one, but their final two games are at home. This isn't the Raiders' typical time zone. I like the Colts to win this one, and I don't know about the Raiders. I feel like Pierce really does have a chance to be the full-time head coach, but I feel like a different quarterback could be needed soon. We'll see.
All right, let's go down to Florida. Speaking of teams that are hitting the skids, the 8-7 Jaguars welcoming in the 2-13 Panthers.
These Jaguars are kind of reminding me of other 8-3 teams that started off great and then fell apart. The 2021 Ravens had a whole bunch of injuries, but started off 8-3, but then it became too much to overcome. Then they lost their final six games. The 2022 Dolphins made the playoffs, but they started 8-3, but then lost 5 in a row, and then won their final game to go 9-8 and make the playoffs, and they lost in the wild card round. I don't know what's going to happen in these final two games, but the Jaguars started off 8-3, and now they've lost 4 in a row. The wide receiver room has been hit with injuries. Christian Kirk and Zay Jones. Trevor Lawrence is dealing with a new injury. He's dealing with a new injury every week, it seems. And yeah, it's falling apart, but the Jaguars have an opportunity to get their 9th win of the season. The AFC South is wide open. They still have a pretty good chance at it. And they're playing the worst team in the league, the Panthers. Bryce Young played probably his best game of the year, having over 300 passing yards and 2 passing touchdowns, but still wasn't enough. And now they're going to be on the road. They haven't won a single road game yet this year. We don't really know what Trevor Lawrence's fate is, but he hasn't missed a single game in the NFL. And despite having all these injuries, he still managed to play through it. I'll take the Jaguars here, I guess.
All right, let's go to the Meadowlands, or AKA MetLife, where the 5-10 Giants welcoming in the surging 8-7 Rams, looking like they might make a playoff run.
The Rams definitely have a very good chance to get in. They had a bad start, but that's why 18 games are played in a season. You can sometimes start off great and then completely collapse, or you can start off bad and then end up making the playoffs. It's been a little bit of a rebuilding year in a way for the Rams. They still have Stafford and Kupp and Donald, but they have a lot of young draft picks such as Puka Nacua and Kyron Williams. Those guys are really contributing. They're playing well. The defense is a work in progress, but they've been pretty solid. Matthew Stafford is healthy again, and that's been nice to see. He's one of the best in the game when he's healthy. The Tommy DeVito story ended last week on Christmas. He got benched for Tyrod Taylor. The Giants came close to winning, but there was a lot of weird things that happened in that game against the Eagles. There was two Eagles players ran into each other on a kickoff, which set the Giants up at the goal line. Then Jalen Hurts threw a pick six. Divisional games are always weird every single time, it feels like. So when it came to the Giants' offense, they really didn't do anything at all. And the Rams are, like you said, they're surging. They're playing really well, and I like them to win.
All right, let's head to the city of brotherly love with the aforementioned Eagles at 11-4 in a battle of the birds, welcoming in the 3-12 Cardinals.
We'll see what happens here, but it's my lock of the week for this game. The Eagles are going up against their former defensive coordinator, Jonathan Gannon, who is the Cardinals head coach now. Arizona had the lowest expectations of any team going into this season. That's what it looked like to me, in my opinion. They didn't have a lot of talent. Kyler Murray was hurt after tearing his ACL in December 2022. He didn't return until November. And yeah, they've only won 3 games. There's a lot of work to be done on this roster, offense and defense, but it's been rumored that they really like Marvin Harrison Jr. I think he definitely has a chance to fall to them. They lost their top wide receiver Marquise Brown to a heel injury. He was placed on IR. And the Eagles, they're really just a difficult team to defend with their run game and Jalen Hurts carrying the ball and the tush push slash brotherly shove. And their defense hasn't been all that great, but they should have a really good game here. So I like the Eagles to win this one, and it's my lock of the week.
All right, let's head down and check in on the old NFC South, where the 8-7 Bucks will be welcoming in the 7-8 Saints. Baker Mayfield, pretty feel-good story for this year, I feel like.
Yeah, it really has been. Everyone was pretty much writing them off at 4-7, but now they've won four in a row. Baker Mayfield has played really well in these games, and now there's buzz that he could sign a long-term deal, which I think would make sense. The defense has been playing really well the past couple weeks, making plays when it matters. Baker Mayfield has been having a really good statistical year. Everyone thought the Saints would win the NFC South when they signed Derek Carr, but I don't think that's going to happen. The Buccaneers, I believe, win the NFC South with a win. It's win and in. The Saints window really expired. Michael Thomas is like a nobody now. He can't stay healthy. His last good season was in 2019. Alvin Kamara is getting older. Cameron Jordan, he's a future Hall of Famer, but he's not going to win a ring here. But it doesn't look like he's going to be traded anywhere. And yeah, I think the Saints team has some work to do in the offseason, but they signed Carr to a pretty big contract, so he'll be sticking around for a while. The Buccaneers won back in week 4 in New Orleans, and I have them sweeping their rival. I like the Buccaneers to win.
Okay, this next one has get right game written all over it for the visitors. The 4-11 Commanders welcoming in the 11-4 49ers, fresh off their pasting at the hands of the Ravens. They are going to come out with a vengeance, I would think.
I think so. The 49ers are still one of the best teams in the league. I still think they're the best team in the NFC. I'm not really concerned about them. Brock Purdy threw 4 interceptions. Yeah, it wasn't a good performance, but a lot of them were on like tips and batted passes and stuff. They weren't all horrible, but yeah, he didn't play well, but he has been MVP caliber most of the year. The Commanders, it's been a bad season. They started off 2-0 at one point. That feels like a million years ago. And now they've only won 2 games since. Sam Howell has been benched in back-to-back weeks. They were going to start Jacoby Brissett this week. He's played really good the past 2 weeks trying to lead comebacks that fall just short, but apparently he injured his hamstring in practice, so now he's listed as questionable, so that now they might have to go back to Howell. After all, it's possible this team could be drafting a quarterback next year, but I think that Sam Howell has done enough personally. He played really well against the Eagles. He was playing just as well as Jalen Hurts in those games. They were trading blows and stuff, and he went toe to toe with him, and they fell just short. But he's been playing pretty well, and it's been tough to evaluate him because he's playing behind an awful offensive line. The defense is one of the worst in the league ever since trading Montez Sweat and Chase Young. No surprise there. And yeah, big changes are coming in Washington. These are Ron Rivera's final 2 games coaching this team. He's fired. I know he will be. It's inevitable. And yeah, the 49ers, I believe that they will win this game. And yeah, let's move on to the next one.
Okay, out to the Pacific Northwest, the 8-7 Seahawks welcoming in the 8-7 Steelers. Playoff spots in the in the mix here.
Yeah, this feels like an elimination game. The Seahawks have a better chance of making it if they lose than the Steelers. It feels like you need 10 wins in the AFC to get it. Maybe you can sneak in at 9-8, but I don't know. The Steelers turned to Mason Rudolph after horrible games played by Mitchell Trubisky, and it paid off. The Steelers had their highest scoring game of the season against the Bengals, and the Steelers defense made Jake Browning look pretty average. The Seahawks, for the Seahawks, Geno Smith returned to the starting lineup. It was a rough game against the Titans, but they were able to win it. For the second straight week, the Seahawks had a game-winning drive, and they were able to get it done. Now they're back at home for their final home game of the year. Rudolph did play very well, but it was at home in their final home game of the year. Now they're playing on the road. Seattle is a tough place to play, and I like the Seahawks to win it.
All right, let's head to the Mile High City, where things are not well in Broncos town. 7-8, a couple weeks ago, you know, it was looking like they were going to make the playoffs, but I don't think that that's happening now. Welcoming in the 5-10 Chargers, another team who's just a complete disaster. Let's talk about what you know, and how do you think this game plays out?
So I remember hearing an app alert a couple days ago. I was like, let's go. I was thinking to myself, let me check this out. And then I heard the news that Russell Wilson was getting benched for the final two games to preserve financial flexibility. And I was stunned. He's played pretty well this year. Definitely a lot better than last year when Nathaniel Hackett was the head coach. It hasn't been all his fault that they've lost these games. Their defense hasn't been good. They haven't been good in most of those losses. And it was just really surprising. They did lose versus against a 3-win Patriots team. They had 3 wins at the time, but that wasn't his fault. The offense didn't do much of anything until the very end of the game, but their defense didn't play so great. And Marvin Mims Jr. had a fumble on a kickoff return, which led to a special teams Patriots touchdown. And I don't really think this is Russell Wilson's fault. I think Sean Payton has never really liked him. I remember there was that incident where he was yelling at him again on the sideline against the Lions. He was saying in a press conference that they feel like starting Jarrett Stidham gives them the best chance to win, and that Russell Wilson was not benched for financial reasons, according to him. But to quote T-Mobile, that's a lot of yada yada to me. I don't think he ever liked them. I feel like this is really disrespectful to Russell Wilson. Sure, I don't feel he might not be like MVP caliber anymore, and he's not in his prime, but he's still a solid starting quarterback in my opinion. He's probably going to be cut in March. That's what I'm hearing, and that's going to cost the Broncos a lot of money. And I don't really know what Sean Payton thinks is an upgrade over Russell Wilson. I know he's older, but he's still a solid starter. He's probably going to be on another team next year. And I was feeling pretty good about the Broncos all year long, even if they fell just short of the playoffs. But now it looks like a lengthy rebuild could be ahead. The Chargers just barely lost to the Bills back in Los Angeles. And I think I'll take the Chargers here, I guess. I'm sure they would love to add to their divisional rivals' misery.
Okay, let's head out to Arrowhead, unfortunately. The 9-6 Chiefs welcoming in the 8-7 Bengals. Bengals still got an outside shot at a playoff spot, and the Chiefs look like they can be had.
It sure does look that way. What I saw last week was a broken team. Their defense is still great. And the Raiders won 20-14, but the Raiders really only allowed, I think, 6 offensive points, 2 field goals. The defensive touchdowns are what ruined the Chiefs' chances of winning. All they have to do is beat Jake Browning or Easton Stick, and they win the AFC West, but they're eliminated from getting the number one seed. They'll get at least one playoff game, but Mahomes is going to have to play his first ever road playoff game if they hope to reach a Super Bowl. Jamar Chase provided some bulletin board material when he said that the Chiefs have no good defensive players or something like that. I don't think that's going to end well. I remember last year there was the whole Burrowhead thing that came back to haunt them. It is Jake Browning, not Joe Burrow. This was my fear of this game being so late in the season that one of them would get hurt. And sure enough, it happened. Jake Browning has played mostly well in relief of Burrow, except for the two games against the Steelers. But it's their second straight road game against a good defense that is certainly going to be motivated now. And I'm going to keep picking the Chiefs. They're definitely going to win the division. I feel like that's inevitable. I don't think this team has what it takes to win a Super Bowl. I don't think they have what it takes to reach or win a Super Bowl, in my opinion. Maybe that'll be proven wrong later, but I like the Chiefs to win this. This losing has to end eventually.
All right, and the final game of the week coming on Sunday night, as there is no Monday night game, the 7-8 Vikings welcoming in the 7-8 Packers in a game that largely means nothing.
I wouldn't say it means nothing. It's pretty much an elimination game. If one of these teams were to go 9-8, they would have a chance at making the playoffs. For the Vikings, I feel like there is no chance of that happening whatsoever. They lost to the Lions. They dropped to 7-8. Nick Mullins threw 4 interceptions. He would make, similar to Jameis Winston, he would make amazing throws and then throw a horrible interception, and that's what happened. He had 4 of them, so he got benched finally for 5th-round pick Jaren Hall. I don't feel like he's a long-term solution, but they need to see what they have. He got the start against the Falcons, but got knocked out of that game immediately with a concussion. TJ Hockenson is unfortunately lost for the season with a torn ACL and MCL. I hate how that happened so late in the season. Jordan Addison is also questionable with an ankle injury. I would just sit him personally for the rest of the year. And yeah, this team needs a new quarterback pretty badly, but so do a lot of other teams. It's been even if the Packers missed the playoffs, I would say it was a successful season for them because Jordan Love has played pretty solid in his first season as a starter. Their defense has been really bad the last couple of weeks. They lost to Tommy DeVito. Baker Mayfield had a perfect passer rating against them at Lambeau. And the Panthers, who have one of the worst offenses in the league, scored 30 points, and Bryce Young played really well. So that should concern the Packers. Jaire Alexander also got suspended for 1 game due to conduct detrimental to the team. But they're going up against a quarterback who is pretty much making his first career start. I know he had one earlier, but he never... He only played like into the second quarter or something like that. So Hall basically has no NFL experience. They still have the Packers still have a lot of talent on defense. Rashawn Gary, Kenny Clark, Preston Smith. I feel like it could be a low scoring game, but one that the Packers will win. I feel like the Packers will officially eliminate the Vikings here.
All right, folks, that's a wrap for week 17. Do tune in next week when we'll be back to bring you the regular season finale. Don't forget to follow Brennan on X, formerly Twitter, at PhD in NFL, and head on over to QBList.com to read all the great content over there. Thanks.